make you remember, like, that.
Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be is, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Great, ma'am. Moving on. What would you say is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections? Would you say you're registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay. And moving on. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you always vote, most of the time vote, some of the time vote, rarely or never vote?
All the time.
Okay. And moving on, would you say that you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about the following names? For example, Donald Trump?
Outstanding.
Would that be favorable or unfavorable?
He's a good guy.
Well, it could either be favorable or unfavorable, sir.
Let's just keep going. I like him.
Okay, what about Keith Ross? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Don't know.
No problem. What about Rick Scott? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
He's all right.
Okay. Would that be favorable or unfavorable, sir?
He's all right. Neutral.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards it?
Don't know about it. Not enough information on him. She's all right. They're all doing what they can. Keep moving on. Keep moving on.
Well,
you're taking my time. Let's go.
If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if your candidates were Keith Ross and Rick Scott?
I don't know. Don't know.
Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator? Do you approve or disapprove?
Right now, I disapprove.
Okay. And moving on. My other question to you would be, thank you so far for your responses. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance and reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Do you approve or disapprove?
He's just doing his job. I approve of it.
Okay, moving on. We would like to know as well, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job's performance on protecting Social Security? Would you say approve or disapprove?
Let's approve it. Keep moving on.
All right. And my other question with you would be, is during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races. Most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him, or no effect on your vote?
No effect on it.
Mm-hmm. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election of Florida's U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote if your candidates were Keith Ross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
All right. And moving on, sir, thank you so far for your answers. Would you say you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
In what?
From what I read, sir, about voting and so forth, from what you've heard, would you say you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Okay. And would you say your age is between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
What, my age?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 63. Keep moving on.
All right. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white, Caucasian, black, African American?
I'm white. Keep moving on.
Do you consider yourself to be Cuban American?
I'm white. Keep moving on.
All right. And even though I know the answer to this, in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male or female or something else?
I'm a male. Keep moving on.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Yeah.